Thursday, September 30th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Wednesday. You're with Pastor Patrick. Today we find ourselves looking to the writings in the letter of Paul to the Colossians. If you want to open your Bible with me now to the letter to the Colossians, we're going to read right from chapter 1, beginning at verse 24. This portion of scripture is titled Paul's Ministry to the Church. This is what the Word of God teaches. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I'm filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everybody and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. Oswald Chambers titles his devotion for today, The Commission of the Call. And this is what he wrote. We make calls out of our own spiritual consecration, but when we get right with God, he brushes all these aside and rivets us with a pain that is terrific to one thing we never dreamed of. And for one radiant, flashing moment, we see what he is after, and we say, here I am, send me. This call has nothing to do with personal sanctification, but with being made broken bread and poured out wine. God can never make us wine if we object to the fingers he uses to crush us with. If God would only use his own fingers and make me broken bread and poured out wine in a special way. But when he uses someone whom we dislike or some set of circumstances to which we said we would never submit and makes those the crushers, we object. We must never choose the scene of our own martyrdom. If ever we are going to be made into wine, we will have to be crushed. You cannot drink grapes. Grapes become wine only when they have been squeezed. I wonder what kind of finger and thumb God has been using to squeeze you, and you have been like a marble and escaped. You are not ripe yet, and if God had squeezed you, the wine would have been remarkably bitter. To be a sacramental personality means that the elements of the natural life are presenced by God as they are broken providentially in his service. We have to be adjusted to God before we can be broken bread in his hands. Keep right with God and let him do what he likes, and you will find that he is producing the kind of bread and wine that will benefit his other children. Oswald Chambers reminds us this morning that the work that God is doing in us, the transformation that is happening, is more often about, as Oswald Chambers puts it, God's other children. I think it's fair to say that we can get wrapped up in ourselves as we walk with Christ. It's antithetical to what Christ has preached, but it's maybe a little bit of the fallen human nature that reveals itself from time to time. The point is that it would be good for us to spend our days being aware of those who God has brought into our path, to remember that it really is about sharing the gospel of Christ, being submissive to the work of the Spirit in our lives, and making ourselves always available to be at the service of our Savior, Jesus. I hope this morning you've been challenged and encouraged, and I hope that you will join us again tomorrow as we look at the Gospel of Mark, specifically chapter 9 and verse 2. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.